Hello, this is Everyday English. In this program, we're going to listen to a dialogue in which two count nouns, criterion and ground, occur in a number of places. Now, here's the dialogue.
I think it is time to start work. How do you think we ought to start?
Let's begin by sorting out the applications. Put them into groups.
What criterion should we use?
I have no particular criterion in mind. We need not be hidebound anyway. Indeed, we shouldn't be. There is no need limiting ourselves to any one criterion.
I can think of at least two criteria.
What criteria have you in mind, if I may ask?
Before coming to my criteria, let me remind you, we seem to have completely forgotten about Amma. You know, she's got some pretty strong ideas when it comes to justifying procedures and actions, when it comes to criteria for doing things. Your phone is ringing, Ajo.
Hello, Distant Learning Center. Hello, Amma. What a coincidence. Your name just came up. We were debating whether or not to go ahead without you. Oh, what a pity. So we shouldn't expect you today. We didn't want to give you a single ground for complaint. I'll tell him. Bye for now.
She won't be able to join us?
I'm afraid not. She's got quite a few things to do, she says.
And you say she had grounds for complaint?
No, on the contrary. Now, to our criterion.
Not one criterion. I said I had two criteria to suggest. We can arrange the applications according to age. That's my first criterion.
Age?
Yes. My second criterion is gender. In considering applications, we should take into account the gender of applicants.
I agree, but I think we should consider other useful criteria as well.
Like?
The number of BCE passes obtained at one sitting, that would be a useful criterion.
Oh, you mean level of education should be used as a standard? A criterion, that is?
I don't mean exactly that, although I do not see any good grounds for not using this as one of our criteria. So, we already have three or four criteria.
Yes, the first criterion is age.
And you propose gender be our second criterion?
Yes. And my third criterion is...
If I understand you, your third criterion is the number of BCE passes obtained at one sitting.
Yes. The greater the number, the better for an applicant.
And our fourth is the level of education attained by the candidate.
Yes. Whether JHS, SHS, or Polytechnic.
Yes. These should be enough, don't you think?
Yes, I do. You have seen the whole lot of applications. I haven't.
I haven't gone through all of them either.
We may later have good grounds for considering more criteria.
I have little doubt about that.
Thank you, both of you. We've met several sentences containing the words criterion, criteria, ground, and grounds. Let's listen to some of them again. Here's the first one.
What criterion should we use?
I have no particular criterion in mind. We need not be hidebound. Indeed, we shouldn't be. There is no need limiting ourselves to any one criterion.
We heard several instances of the use of criterion, which is a singular noun. It would be wrong to say...
There is no need limiting ourselves to any one criteria.
Wrong. The sentence is incorrect because criteria is plural, and we should not say one criteria. But now listen to the following in which the plural criteria is used.
I can think of at least two criteria.
What criteria do you have in mind?
Before coming to my criteria, let me remind you that we seem to have completely forgotten about Amma.
Now, let's turn to a couple of sentences containing ground. The word has several uses and meanings. One of them is as a substitute for the word reason. In this usage, it is a count noun. It has both singular and plural forms. We met examples of both its singular and plural uses.
So we shouldn't expect you today. We didn't want to give you a single ground for complaint.
We didn't want to give you a single ground for complaint. A single ground. Singular count noun used with the indefinite article a. And now listen to its use as a plural count noun.
And you say she had grounds for complaint?
Grounds. A plural count noun. And it's here used with a zero article. She had grounds. Of course, being a plural count noun, it could be used with the unstressed indefinite article some.
And you say she had some grounds for complaint?
Some grounds for complaint. Thank you. That's all we have time for. Cheers. Enjoy your day.